Okay. Would you ever use you all's, for example, would it sound natural to say, how are you all's children? Say you had, you know, four or five people standing mm-hmm. around, the children weren't mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. Would it sound natural to you to say, how are y'all's children?
Well, how the kids, how you kids folks get kids now, but used to say back then, how are all them children?
All right. If, say, Mrs. McGee went to church and you didn't, she might come back and you'd be curious to know who was there. So you'd say to her, would you ever say to her, who all was there? Tell me.
Say what? Were many people at church today, or did they have a good crowd, or something like that?
Would you ever say, though, tell me who all was there?
Well, I don't think that would be too many.
But say, well, if there was a small group, maybe she went to visit somebody.
Well, I said, like, well, did you see so-and-so? Was so-and-so there? I asked a certain question. Well, did you see so-and-so were they at church, or something like that?
Okay. Do you ever hear people use the expression, who all? Who all so-and-so? Who all was there?
Sometimes I hear them use that. Who all was there?
And what about, would they ever say, who all's children were there?
Yeah, I hear them say that sometimes. Who all's children were there?
Okay. And what about, what all did he have to say? You hear him say
yes,
that?
Yes,
do you say that?
What all did they say?
Okay. What kinds of bread do you think I've made in loaves?
What do you call it? Light bread.
Okay. Any other kinds of bread that you think of that are made with flour?
Well, biscuits. Some cold cakes made out of flour. Rolls. All that made out of flour.
Okay. What about bread that's made with out of cornmeal?
Well, is it cornbread, butter, let me see. I think they put cornbread and dressing, make dressing. The cornbread and dressing. That's the best dressing to make. Cornbread. Mm,
stuff thing. Turkeys and or chickens.
That's right.
Yeah, that is good. I switched over to that instead of using bread.
Bread, other bread.
Went to cornbread.
That's
we
good.
We liked it better.
I like it better. Okay.
If you cook your cornbread in large cakes, maybe in a skillet.
Skillet, probably.
Would you still call that cornbread?
Still call it cornbread. Pain of cornbread, skillet of cornbread, skillet of bread or something, whatever they call it.
What's pone? What's corn pone?
Corn pone.
No, you don't use that term.
I hear corn pone.
Ever hear of corn dodgers?
Oh, yeah. They call that cornbread.
Oh. Corn dodger and cornbread are the same
thing. You know. Some of them call it corn dodger, you know. Some don't like cornbread, they call it corn dodger.
I see. Is there kind of, what would you call cornbread that you make up with your hands like this, you know, and you shape it, and then you put it in grease and fry it?
That's called a...
I'll probably be asking you all this.
Well, I don't know. Call it
that be cornbread?
Cornbread right on. Called batter cake, but, you know, they generally whoop them up with a spoon called make meal, you know, and pat them out and put them in that cornbread. That'd be a cornbread batter cake.
I think when it's a batter cake, flat.
Flat.
How do you eat batter cake?
How do you eat them?
No, I mean, what, you put something on them?
Well, I eat them with some syrup and butter, any way you want them.
I
see. Nice any way.
Are they kind of like a pancake?
Yeah.
Oh, they're made with cornmeal. They're
made out of cornmeal.
I said pancakes, flour.
Yeah, pancake bread.
It's made with flour.
That's right.
What about egg bread? You ever heard of egg bread?
Yeah.
What's egg bread?
Cornmeal, put two, three eggs in it, whip it up, milk and butter, and something like that. Mighty good.
It's like cornbread only with eggs added to
that's
it.
Right.
There's homemade bread, and then there's, what other kind of bread? There's homemade, and there's...
Homemade, and you know, you go. Light bread, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, talking about where you get it. There's homemade, and then there's